Anik, is it? Yes, sorry, Anik. Look, this may sound a bit strange. I rang at the end of October. I'm looking for one of your residents who lives in Unit 5 at 5 Ticknor Place, a Lionel Furie. I'm actually his pastor, and I haven't heard from him for a month. And I'm wondering, when I rang, I think I spoke to Tanya, and she did a welfare check, and she did call me back. But because of privacy reasons, she couldn't tell me where he was. She could only tell me that that he was alive, but that she couldn't tell me where he was. Is it, and I guess you would have the same issue in not telling me where he is. Are you able to get a message to him? No, he is in unit five. I visited him there before, but he's not answering his phone. And I haven't. He was in hospital, and what happens when he goes to hospital and he doesn't take his phone, then he's got no means of communication. And I'm suspecting that wherever he is, he hasn't got his phone with him. My name is David Edwards. Lionel Furie. 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 Yes. Yes. Correct. Yes. Could he call me? I need to know his welfare, you know, where he is, what he's doing. The last time I spoke to him was at the end of September, and I actually went out of the country for 10 days or so. When I came back in early October, I tried to call him, but each time I call him, it just goes to voicemail, which to me indicated that wherever he is, he didn't take his phone with him. Okay. Okay. No, that's fine. Okay. All right. And can someone call me back and just let me know that whether he's still alive or not, and whether they can actually pass a message on. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Yeah. Bye-bye.